Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends. And that topic is simply the secret to success. The secret to success. Secrets have dominated our landscape almost since the beginning of time. Even as children, we'd whisper into one another's ear and we'd share some secrets that we didn't want our friends to reveal. Then as we got older, we discovered that our grandparents had secret recipes for the food dishes that they made, and they wanted to keep those food recipes until the day they died, some of them. And then we also know, even at the governmental level, where there is top secret and classified information that people may want to know, but they may never get the opportunity to. Well, of all the secrets on the planet, no secret is more coveted, no secret is more sought after than the secret to success. And in business, everyone that connects with you is hoping that you can give them some more clues to this elusive secret. Well, in this two-part series, my friends and neighbors, we're going to outline the several components required in order to be truly successful in every business endeavor. It doesn't matter whether you're running your own business, whether you're working for an organization, the level and the type of business is non-substantive. The most important component is how well we apply these secrets. My friends and neighbors, SUCCESS is going to be our acronym, and within it, we're going to reveal these secrets. We'll only get to the first few today. That S in our SUCCESS acronym reminds us that success begins with significance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, to my note takers across the country, write this down. The selfish will never succeed. You heard it, my friends and neighbors. The selfish will never succeed. On the contrary, those who have a high value on significance, these are the contributions you make into the lives of others. The things that you do to put others before are yourself. The things that we do in order to lift up society, those are the foundational components and elements of success. Now, many people may wonder, how do you achieve significance? You may wonder, what can you do? I'm under the conviction, my friends, that every single person can make a difference. It's a couple of simple steps to it. One is simply putting others first. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to write down on a piece of paper people that you want to put first today. Then on that same sheet, write another day and put the people that you want to put first tomorrow. Things that you want to do for them, how you'd like to help them. You want to then create significance habits. This is how much to donate and when, who to mentor and why, and the list goes on and on. Some people think that in order to be significant, you've got to give money. Well, you can also give of yourself. You can give of your talent. You can give of your time. You can give of your knowledge and expertise. We can all play a role, my friends and neighbors, in this era of significance. You know, we're all familiar with McDonald's, a famous restaurant with the golden arches. We've all eaten food there one time or another. Well, also, Ronald McDonald has the Ronald McDonald House. It's company's effort to become more significant. It is where those battered women or those victims of domestic violence can go and get back on their feet with their children. It's a way they can do something and get a new lease on life. That's a way a company showing its significance. Let's outline, my friends and neighbors, how we can do the same. The U in our SUCCESS acronym reminds us of the importance of understanding. This is simply the industry, our company, our products, our service, our clients, and the techniques required in order to grow an advanced business. And remember, my friends, for my note takers, write this down. The ignorant will never succeed. Those who are committed to investing in knowledge, those who are committed to investing in understanding, will always surpass those who won't read the owner's manual, as it were, who will not take the time to better themselves. I ask you, my friends and neighbors, to write down the number of books you plan to read this month, or the number of books you plan to read next month. How you want to gain a deeper understanding of business as a whole. Some people may wonder, how do I grow an understanding? Just consider these few points, my friend. friends. First, ask questions. Yes, find a mentor and inquire of him or her about the things that you'd like to know. Then, after you ask, you acquire. You acquire knowledge through reading. You can acquire knowledge through attending seminars, workshops. You can even acquire knowledge by listening to the podcast that are provided by Success Training Institute. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have several ways that we can acquire. And after we acquire knowledge, we want to assess the results. We want to see what this knowledge can do for our lives. We want to see the impact that it can make on our day-to-day habits, as it were. And then we apply what we learn. We put it into action and place those things into focus. My friends and neighbors, after significance, the next most important key to success, the next secret, is to gain an in-depth understanding. Then that C in our success acronym reminds us of the importance of collaboration. This is simply the willingness and ability to work with others. For my note takers, write this down. The independent will never succeed. That person who says they don't need anybody and nobody, that they can do it all on their own and they've been on their own all their lives, that's actually not accurate, my friends and neighbors. The independent will never succeed. You've heard me say it many times that we are interdependent. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we rely on each other. Think of the car you drive and think of all of the interdependent parts that make that car operate the way that it does. If you pull out the engine, it won't run without the engine. The engine works with the transmission. The alternator works with the starter with the battery, you name it, the list goes on, and one component that fails could cause another component to fail as well. We're interdependent, just like fine machinery that's made. When it comes to business, my friends and neighbors, we are all relying on one another. So you say, how do I grow in interdependence? First, I've got to respect the intellect of team members. I've got to recognize, my friends and neighbors, we must, that everyone on the team has a valuable contribution they can add. I've got to be receptive to their new ideas. And then we should be comfortable delegating authority, not just duties. Yes, my friends and neighbors, some are good at delegating duties and handing out menial tasks, but our job is to delegate authority, not just duties. I like the collaboration that I've seen down through the years between Six Flags and Coca-Cola. Six Flags, that amusement park, that theme park that you can see in several different states across the country, and Coca-Cola, that famous soda brand that everyone is familiar with. They collaborate together because you can take Coke cans to Six Flags and receive a discount on your ticket. And those two companies recognize the importance of collaboration. And yes, my friends and neighbors, if large major organizations can see the value in collaborating with each other, then obviously we can see the value in collaborating as well. My friends, I wish I had time to complete this segment, but we're going to wrap up part two tomorrow. I hope you enjoyed the training segment. I'm going to assure you that Simply Success will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.